Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
But you know what? Everybody tonight, different ones come in and say, I'm praying for you, preacher. I'm praying for you. You don't know how much that means when you come in that somebody would say that they've been praying for you, specifically for you. So that's what the message is on tonight, is prayer. It's prayer. I know we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 tonight. I know this is very familiar scripture. I know it's probably been taught on, it's been preached on more and a lot better than I can do tonight. But y'all pray for us tonight that we'd get this out just as the Lord would see fit tonight. Now, Brother Jonathan, he texted the other day and he said, that they was going to be gone. He said that was going to be back, but he said he didn't think he'd be back in time. He said, I just don't feel like I'd be able to study enough to be able to stand tonight. And I guess he put it on me because I don't feel like I've done nothing but study for the last 2 days. I studied it and wrote it down in one book, and I've studied it and wrote it down in another book again. So, brother, I appreciate the prayer that God would bring it all back, because I just feel like I've studied, and it feels like I don't know what I know what I'm supposed to preach and teach on tonight, but if you know what I'm talking about, anybody that's ever stood, it feels like it just ain't coming back yet. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm probably just rambling because I'm nervous tonight, y'all. But you know what? I do want to say I love the Lord tonight. I do love the Lord. I appreciate Dakota. That's how we got to know each other, was in the prison. You know what? But, you know, that's what it takes. It takes everybody. It takes all of us tonight. But prayer, that's what I want to preach on, that thought tonight, with the Lord's help, or teach on. And I tell you what, I'm just going to let God have his way. Because if he wants me to preach, that's what I want to do. If he wants me to stand here or sit in a chair and just teach, that's what I want to do tonight. Just be mindful of the Lord. You know, too many times, I've said it many times, that we need to come back to the church, come back to worshiping God, and get rid of the form and fashion. I know there's things we got to take care of in announcements. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's time to get back to having church, Brother Stan. You know what? Sometimes if we'll throw the order out, I say this a lot, if we'll take the order and get rid of it and get out of order, then we'll be in order with God's eyes. So that's what we need to do. Tonight, just worship God. You know what? I just want to teach on, maybe preach just a little bit on the thought of prayer. What is prayer? You know what, I done a study one time on prayer, so there's a whole lot in this. You know, I'm not going to hit but just a little bit of it tonight, but we are going to try to read just a few verses of Scripture, but we'll be in Matthew chapter number 6. Tell you what, we don't do this often, but let's stand in reverence of reading of God's Word. It's only just a few verses I'm going to read here tonight. Matthew chapter number 6, we'll start in the 5th verse, and y'all pray for us tonight. And the Bible says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have heard and you have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, at this time we bow before you just as humbly as you know how. We ask you, Lord, just to help us just for a little while. Hide us behind the cross. Let us be a willing mouthpiece, Lord, just to bring out the thought that you've laid on our heart tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the many blessings. And thank you for everything that you've done for us, that you continue to do for us. Most of all, thank you for your Son, Jesus. You sent down here to die for my unworthy soul. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you. And thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, do humbly pray. Amen. And you may be seated this evening. I got to thinking about that word prayer. And tonight, it may be a little bit more of a lesson, I guess, if you have it that way, because I've got a lot of definitions I wrote down. They was all for me, but I'm going to share them with you tonight. Prayer. What is prayer? What is prayer? You think about it. What is prayer? Simply put, it's to intercede with and communicate with God. To communicate with God. How much time do we spend communicating with God? How much time do we? I told you I got my amens at the beginning, so that's all right. I got them out of the way. But I want you to think about it, church. If you put a timetable down for your day, how much time do you spend when you get up getting ready, school starting, getting children ready, getting them off to school, getting to your job, getting to the workplace. You've got lunch and you got to get home and you got to get supper cooked. If it's Wednesday night, you got to try to get ready again, get to church. Where's the time for God? I told you it's going to be quiet the rest of the service. The amens is out of the way. But I really, really want you to think tonight on prayer. What time do we spend communicating with God? And if nothing else tonight, church, is, hey, Lord, it's me. It's me. It's Ramsey tonight. I have a need. God, would you help me? And I'm not trying to say we shouldn't pray for one another, but you know what? We need to pray. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. So why are we stopping when the Bible says pray without ceasing? Well, preacher, how are you going to pray without ceasing? We should go around talking to God. What about in the car when you're riding up a road? Well, I listen to the radio. Turn that radio off once in a while and let's talk to God. Hey, God, it's a good time. It's a good quiet time when you're riding up the road. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. It gives you some time to think. You know what? That's what we need to do. We just need to spend some time with our Father, with God. And let me just get this out of the way real quick. I don't know your heart tonight, but if you're lost and undone without God tonight, why not tonight? Why not tonight? Well, the pastor's not here. What better night to, hey, say, Brother Jonathan, you missed it tonight. I got saved. I'm just throwing it out there. You know what? The devil will use every crutch he possibly can to keep you from coming to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. You know what? Each and every one of you, if you're saved here tonight, we ought to be in prayer tonight, right now. Hey, if there's somebody lost in the house of God, why are lost people coming to the house of God and walking out the door lost? I'm just going to call it like it is, church. I tell you, I loved you. I got my amens before, but you know what? I'm here tonight to tell you I love you. But you know what? It's going to take us as Christians that saved, that says we're saved, born again, that we're going to have to pray. You know what? We need to pray the Holy Ghost convicting power of God back in the church house. You know what? I can't convict you. I can tell you, point out sin, but if I come back there and drag you up here, it's for naught. Well, if Brother Heat stands up and goes and gets you and pulls you up here and says, you need to get saved, it's for naught. God's going to have to knock on your heart's door tonight. You know what? You may be saved tonight, but you know what? Maybe you're not spending enough time with God tonight. It's on prayer tonight. Hey, if you need to come back to the altar, you're not going to bother me a bit, I promise you. Hey, if enough of you hit the altar, I might just come and join you again. Hey, you can't pray too much. Has anybody ever prayed too much? Anybody? I've not. Brother Heath, I've not. I've not prayed enough, brother. I've not prayed enough. Do you see where we're going with this tonight? I told you, maybe a whole lot more teaching tonight. But that prayer, that communication with God. This right here, it's going to show my age to some of y'all, but I got it's a pink school dictionary from 1994, a Webster. I got some in here that might remember that. Sherry, you might remember that. Maybe. She said no. No. But it's a pink 1994 Webster's dictionary. And out of that dictionary said the act or practice of praying to God. In parentheses, in that Webster's dictionary, it said a moment of silent prayer. A moment of silent prayer. A set of words addressed to God. This is also in parentheses in that dictionary, a prayer of thanksgiving. I got to thinking about that. When's the last time I got down just to pray and didn't do anything but thank God for what he's done for me? Have we? When's the last time we just thanked him? Thanked him for salvation. Thanked him for the many blessings he's bestowed upon us. Instead of, God, I need, or I want. You know, I'm just telling, hey, can I just be honest and tell you my heart tonight? I've been there. We need to be thanking God. Hey, I've got something to praise God about. My son, that's my son tonight. I know y'all have them too, but that's my son that they said these optical nerve swellings is going down. Amen. That's my God. So it's up to me as his daddy to say, hey, thank you, God, for that tonight. You know what? Yes, you can praise him too, but I'm going to tell you something. Let's just call it like it is. When it's at your house, it's different. It's different. Hey, brother, I can have all the faith in the world when it's at your house and tell you what you, brother, you need to do this, you need to stand, but let it come to your house. Go ahead. Let it come to your house and see when they say stand strong if your knees don't go to knocking because you're getting weak with it when it's at your house. But you know what? That's what we need tonight is we need prayer. You know what? If we want these little ones and all these young ones was coming up to know how to use this old-fashioned altar, they need to see us on it. They need to know how to pray tonight. They need to know why to pray. They need to know what to pray for tonight. You know what? There's some things, and Lord of mercy, we ought to know all this is coming, but that's all right. We might have to have another bottle of water up here, Ronnie, just letting you know. But I'm just telling you tonight. But you know what? A prayer of thanksgiving, an earnest request, plea, a religious practice consisting chiefly of prayers. Listen to this now. This 1994 Webster's Dictionary, and I'm guilty of this, in parentheses says, had regular family prayer. They got real quiet on that one, didn't they? Ain't no amens right there. It's a lot of old me's. We need to come back to family prayer. You know what? I'm just as guilty of that too. So don't think the preachers and not standing up here with any guilt tonight. Because you know what? I've let that on that. That's on my hands. I've got to do better there. But let me tell you something. We need to put prayer back in family. We need to put prayer back in the church house. You know what? Hey, they took prayer out of school. It's up to us. If we're going to have any inkling of trying to get it back in, we're going to have to start right now. Hey, this COVID thing that's ticking back up, Dakota mentioned it. We can't wait till it hits the church house and gets in this church and shuts the doors down. We got to pray about it right now. Right now. Hey, if you was going on vacation, would you wait till Monday at 10 minutes till time to leave to pack your bags? No, you'd have them ready. Because at Monday morning, if you was going to leave, you'd already have the car packed. Get in the car and let's go. Why not the same way with prayer, church? Why not? Hey, with the virus is ticking back up, we need to be on our face right now praying to the Almighty God. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. We don't pray like we should because we don't think He can do it. I'm just telling you, church. Why do we have so little faith? I know it says it takes the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed to move mountains, but yet we won't pray. And I'm not here to beat you down, church, because I love you. Because you will never know how much this church has meant to my wife and my family. God moved us here, sent us here at the right time, church. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to go into all the details, but I'm just telling you that right now. From the bottom of my heart, I'm not here to beat you down. I just want to try to be a help to you tonight. But you know what? Sometimes, I'm just going to call it like it is. If you don't want your toes stepped on, straighten up. I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm talking to the whole preacher too, Stan. You know what? Hey, you don't want your toes stepped on, mine included. We're going to have to straighten up, line back up with a book. We're going to have to start praying again. You want to see revival break out in the church? You want to see souls get saved? We're going to have to start praying. You can't wait till the lost are in here. We need to be praying now. God, hey, God, help us. Help us. Help the church get right. That way when the lost man comes in, that he can't sit in the church house because of the convicting power of God. He's either got to go to the altar and get saved or out the door, one of the two. But you know what? We've got comfortable, and comfortable grown weary and well-doing. What are you talking about, preacher? We all back in the church house and excited? Yes, I know. We're excited to be back in the church house. But what about the days we sat in the parking lot? What about those days when the preacher preached from outside in the parking lot? What about the days when you couldn't come, wasn't able to come to church at all? Brother Stan, I never thought I dreamed of seeing a day we couldn't come to the house of God. And then we all had to wear a mask or whatever. You know what? And we might have to go back to that. I don't know. That's why we need to be praying now. We're going to have to start now with prayer. You know what? These things come by prayer and fasting. Oh, Lord of mercy, you done really killed it now. You done hit fasting. I'm just telling you what the book says. Hey, don't take the preacher's word for it. Let's read the book. It's what the Bible says tonight. And we'll try to move on and try to hurry. I ain't even got started yet, but we'll try to get out of the way in just a minute. But verse number 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. I got to look, and I'm trying to help the preacher out tonight, so I looked a lot of these words up, so I'm going to share those definitions with you so I remember what they mean. But you know what? You got to think. It says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. Well, what's a hypocrite? Hypocrites, my Bible's got a little footnote that says pretenders. Pretenders. Let's go back to old Webster again. A person who pretends to have virtues or qualities that he or she does not have. A person who indulges in hypocrisy. I looked up that word, hypocrisy, too. The practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. That's what a hypocrite is. They say one thing to another. Pretty simple, ain't it? Or just a pretender. They pretend. Is anybody sitting in here pretending tonight? That's hard, preacher. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. The Bible says to not to pray like the hypocrites are. Not to pray like the hypocrites do. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says tonight. He says, you know what? And he says, to love to pray standing in the corners of synagogues and in the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now listen, I looked up a little bit more. This right here is Webster's definition of hypocrisy. It's a pretending to be what one is not, or to believe what one does not. A pretending to be more virtuous or religious than one really is. Are we pretending tonight to be religious? Just ask. I'm going to tell you, if you've got it, you shouldn't be pretending about it. I'm just calling it like it is. But you know what? That's what's wrong. For one, we ain't praying, so we ain't happy. We're not content with what we got because we're wanting what we don't have. How many of you have all your needs met tonight? How many is happy with all your needs met tonight? How many of you want a few more things than you don't have tonight? I got like three hands that come up right there. Do you see what we're talking about? We're not content with food and raiment. We want more and more and more. I'm not saying God's not going to bless us, but let's be honest, you know, and we'll get into it in just a minute. We need to pray for the things that we need. I need to pray for y'all. When you have sickness that comes to your house, I need to pray for yours like I prayed for mine. You know, if we would do that, if we would work together in this thing, if we would join, and when it's at Stan's house, and I prayed that for Stan's house like it was at my house, we'd see some things happen. Instead of saying, oh yeah, I'll pray for Stan. Stan, you be strong. You go ahead, you stand on it. Yeah, but come on now, let's be honest tonight. What about when it comes to your house? It's different when it's at your house. Verse number 5, I jotted this down. We should pray and not be ashamed to pray publicly. Don't take that the wrong way. If you're called on in church to pray, you know, the men that's called on in here to pray, don't be ashamed to pray. That's not what the Bible's saying. Don't do it just to be seen. Don't do it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to mention everything in prayer requests that you can, but what the Bible's talking about is don't try to be up here in the Spirit of the God and you walked around with sin in your life all week. I told you. The amens are getting hard to come by. If I need to, I can flip a sign up right here if you need to say amen or oh me, one of the two. But you know what? Sometimes we don't get the shouting hallelujah message, Brother Heath, that we want to preach all the time. I'm just guilty as any other preacher. I'd a whole lot rather be up here just talking about how good God is. And God is good, Brother Stan, and letting you say amen and shout Brother Dakota all over the house and run the aisles. But you know what? We can have that. But you know what? We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray. That's what the Bible's saying right here. Verse number 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which hath seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse number 6, it says, pray, enter into the closet. That's the inner room. That's when it's getting personal, Stan. When you go praying and get in your place, your inner room, you're getting personal with God. Now you're starting to communicate with God, as we talked about in the definition of what a prayer is tonight. You know what? When we do that, the Bible says the Father, he's just, and he'll reward you openly. Well, he'll answer prayers openly, outwardly, that you can see. And there's nothing wrong with asking, hey, help me pray for a special prayer request. But you know what, church? Too many times, we'd leave it up to the church to pray for those special prayer requests. I told you, church, this ain't easy to stand up here tonight. It ain't easy, but I'm just telling you, too many times, brother, I got a special prayer request. Would you help me pray about it? Yes, please do. But you know what? I need to be over in the corner somewhere. God, it's me. I've asked the church to pray, but it's me. I need help on this situation, Brother Stan. You know what? If we'll do that, what does the Bible say? He'll reward and answer that prayer openly. Well, let's go one more step further now, because I'm going to be real careful here how we say this, because I don't want to do anything that would be a hindrance. But you know what? Let's make sure we're looking for God's answer, not yours. That's hard, ain't it? We want it yes, no, but we don't want those maybes or waits. I ain't patient. I'm just telling you. I don't like having to wait for that answer. If you'll be honest, none of the rest of us do either. I'd hold up to Brother God, just go ahead and say, no, Brother Josh, I'm not answering that prayer, then just to say nothing at all and have to wait a little bit. Because you know what? Then you got to go back again and pray again. You don't hear anything yet, then you got to go back and pray one more time. Maybe ask the church again, I still got that special need, would y'all help me pray? Go back into our inner room and pray one more time. But that's what we need to do tonight, church, as we must pray tonight. Verse number 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That's pretty self-explanatory right there. But I looked up that word vain. We're going back to old Webster again. Having no success, proud of one's looks or abilities. Vain, having no success, or just in self, more or less. I looked up also the word repetition. The act of repeating something has already been said or written. It says vain repetition. Useless repetitions over and over and over just to be heard. God wants you to ask Him. He wants you to pray to Him. And you know what? I'm not talking about that special prayer request. Every time you pray, we need to pray for it. What the Bible's talking about is a wordy prayer. Just to add words just to be seen of men. Too many times, church, we're that way. You know what? Hey, Lord, it's me. I need your help. Would you help me with this? That's what God wants. A true and sincere prayer tonight. It doesn't have to be long and wordy. You know what? But we should pray. That's what we need to think about tonight. Now, I told you this wasn't going to be easy tonight. Let's move on. But not ye... Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. You know what? That's the God we serve tonight. We ought to be thankful we've got a God like that, that He knows what you need before you ever ask Him. He knows what I stand in need of, Brother Heath, and I thank God for that. He also knows what I want, but He knows what I need. What He gives us is two different things. God knows what we have need of, but you know what? He just wants you to ask Him. How many of you know your children might need something? And you know that they need it, but then, hey, Daddy, will you give that to me? Or can I have that? I really need this. Will you get that for me? Hey, makes you feel good as a dad when the kids do that to you, even though you already know they need it. God's the same way. He knows what you need. He knows what you stand in need of tonight. He knows what you're going to stand in need of tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hey, you know what? The preacher, the pastor here, he stands in need of your prayers tonight. Why? Because he's got to stand before you this coming Sunday. Hey, pray that he'll give you a shout and hallelujah message. Y'all can say, boy, Ramsey just killed it Friday, Wednesday night. We didn't get to say amen but twice, and that was when Dakota's up there. And I'm going to tell you, maybe they put him back up there to get one more amen before you go home. Hey, will you preach us a shouting message, preacher? Start praying right now. If we'll take this message to heart, how hard it is tonight to get this out. Y'all pray that old boy can finish it up here, because it ain't easy when you look back there and everybody's looking at you. And you don't get an amen or one. And you look around trying to get some help from somebody and they're all looking back at you. I'm just telling you that. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. That's where we're at. But I'm going to tell you something. This will help us. This will help me. Brother, you're going to the mission field. He needs all the prayers he can get. Hey, if he needs to, he's going to try to buy you prayers tonight. I mean that respectfully from Dakota over there. But I'm going to tell you something. Stepping out by faith, you need some prayers tonight, don't you? Some prayers. Hey, God, I need some help. Hey, you've called me to do this, so I'm going to put some trust and faith in your hands. But you know what? I ain't seen the money come in just yet. It's going to take you. You see what I'm talking about? And I'm not picking on Dakota. I'm just telling it like it is. Church, that's where we're at tonight. We need to pray. We need to pray for one another. Every single one of us in here, if we'll be honest, we have lost loved ones, do we not? There should have been about 100 prayer requests. Pray for my loved ones that's lost. Probably heard it once. I'm not trying to put that youngin' on a pedestal back there, but it's one of the youngins here. Hello, is anybody home? I'm just telling you like it is. One of the youth here, the youngins, said, pray for mine that's lost. What about the rest of us, church? I'm just telling you. This is hard. It ain't easy to stand up here tonight. I'm telling you, this message, you see why I had to go back? God, are you sure about this? God, are you sure this is what you want for tonight? Let's go back one more time and just make sure. Are you sure? I'm telling you, I've been there. God, can't I preach this over here that they shouted the other time I got to preach? No. They need to pray, then we'll shout. How's that? I don't want to be up here just stomping and snorting and saying amen because God's so good tonight. I'm just telling you, I'd whole lot rather be up here. But you know what? We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to pray. And get down to business in prayer. We're going to have to go into our inner room and pray. Pray and communicate with God tonight. That's what it's going to take tonight. Verse number 9. Most everybody knows this. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Y'all listen to this. He's going to tell us how to pray right here. If you read through this is a simple prayer, isn't it? Very simple prayer. First, it says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's stop right there. We've kind of went through every verse. We're not going to change it up. We're going to keep going. But Our Father, that's a petition to God. That's a petition to God. Our Father, God, it's me. Hey, it's me. Hallowed be thy name. I looked that word hallowed up. Y'all listen to this. Made holy. Our God's holy tonight. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that tonight? Hey, I got a couple of amens. Our God's holy tonight. Greatly reverend and honored. Our God's reverend. Are we honoring him tonight? That's what the definition of hallowed means. Consecrated. The Greek word for that. Hagiazo, I think is how you say that. To be held in reverence and holy. Awe. A-W-E. I looked that word up too, so I was like, wonder what that is. When I looked that up, the word awe, A-W-E, a feeling of reverential respect mixed with fear. We'll jump one place right here and read you one verse up there. Y'all heard that, mixed with fear. Proverbs 9 and 10 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Sounds like we ought to fear the Lord, you reckon? Just asking, that's what the Bible says. But it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. But you know what? Nobody fears God anymore. Nobody. I'm going to be honest with you. The Christians don't fear God anymore. If they did, they wouldn't be acting like they're acting. Hello, that was kind of... That was a little rabbit we had to run right there and get rid of that one, but that's all right. We'll let him go on. But I'm just telling you, fear the Lord tonight, Brother Stan. This holy awe, hallowed be thy name. He should be reverenced. He should be honored and he should be feared. Children, we need to fear the Lord. Why? Because God is the God of love. He's also a God of wrath. Okay? He's the God of love. He won't send nobody to hell. No, he won't. You'll send yourself by not accepting his son as your Lord and personal Savior. Because the Bible says you must be born again to enter into the kingdom. There is only one way, and that's through Jesus. He is the straight way. He is the only way. So let me tell you something tonight. We've got a God of love. You know what he did so that you didn't have to die and go to a devil's hell? He sent his only son to die for you tonight. Amen. You know what? He gave us everything we need right there. Hallowed be thy name tonight. He should be reverent. He should be honored. When's the last time you thought about God being honored? Just asking tonight. Too many times we let his name be taken in vain. Instead of honoring him, you know what? If we ever take a stand, once in a while, say, wait a minute, that's my God. We're going to honor him. Just call it like it is tonight, church. A feeling of reverential respect mixed with fear or wonder inspired with awe. Verse number 10, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. His kingdom. But listen to this right here. His will be done. How many of us tonight, and let's be honest, church, when we get down to pray in our secret room, do we pray, God, your will be done? Or is them stairs I was talking about? That's how I'm getting looked at. Just tell you like it is tonight. Brother Heath, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? But you know what? We need to pray tonight. We need to pray for his will. Brother Dakota, I think you prayed for a long time seeking out the Lord's will. A long time. That's probably one of them wait prayers. It wasn't yes, no. It was a wait, wasn't it? They're sincerely saying, yeah, it was a wait. It was a wait. It'll be worth that wait. Okay? You hang in there. You keep praying. Okay? That's what's going to get you through is this prayer we're talking about tonight, brother. That's what we're talking about tonight. It's going to take that prayer to get them through. Brother, if you keep praying for His will, that's hard. That's hard. You don't believe me? Sit down and talk to me about it sometime when you pray for His will. Because you know what? His ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. They don't line up, okay, church? I'm just telling you. I'm telling you that from my point. I done told you. I didn't want to preach this or bring this out tonight. I whole lot rather have one, find one of them shouting hallelujah messages about we all going to heaven and going to shout it down one of these days than about having to just back up and say, time to start praying, church. I'm going to throw this one in there. It's a little rapid running, but I'm going to chase him real quick and I'll get back on it. But you know what? Jesus is coming back. Did y'all know that? Did you know it? It ain't preached much anymore, is it? He's coming back. He's coming back after church that's looking for Him. The ones that are looking for Him is going to be ready because they're going to be prayed up. They're going to be ready for His coming. We don't hear that much anymore. We'll try to hurry up and get done here in just a minute. Verse number 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our needs today, Lord. Give us our. It didn't say give me a new car with a bass boat behind it and fishing rods to go in it. And for anybody that likes hunting, 3 guns and a gun safe and 50 acres of land to hunt on. He didn't say all that. He said, that would be nice. I ain't saying it wouldn't be. But I'm just saying it. You understand what I'm talking about tonight. Give us this day our daily bread. What we stand in need of today. What we stand in need of today. So y'all remember that, church. He said, give us this day our daily bread. So if we'll start praying this simple prayer in this fashion, we'll start to see some things happen around the church house. You'll see some things happen in your life. We start praying for His will. Give us our needs. He knows what we stand in need of. He just wants to ask. I want you to ask Him tonight. Y'all hold on right here now and forgive us our debts. Yes, Lord, forgive me so there's nothing standing between you and me. Let's just, you know, make sure I'm forgiven and I'm good. Well, wait a minute. As we forgive our debtors, you want forgiveness tonight? You've got to be able to forgive. How hard is that? Go ahead. Go ahead. It's hard, ain't it? It's hard when they've done you wrong. It's hard when they've talked about you. It's hard when they beat you down. It's hard when they've disrespected your family. It's hard when they've done all these things to forgive. Bible says to forgive, though. We want to be forgiven, we must forgive. That's hard. This is a simple prayer, church, but this goes deep, doesn't it? Now you see why I stayed on this well for a long time, because it's deep. I had to stay there and reach way down to ever get any water out of it, because you know what? I needed to pray, Brother Stan. Had to back up and say, Lord, I need help. It's me. You want this message taught or preached or whatever tonight? I need your help tonight. I need you tonight. We want forgiveness, we must forgive as well. Number 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God won't tempt us, but Satan will. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus was tempted 3 times by Satan. 3 different accounts right there. If you don't believe me, we'll back up and read it. I'm not going to read it tonight for the sake of time. But y'all go back and read that just in the next little bit. It'd do us all good. It did me good to go back and read it. You know what? In Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, this is our deliverance from that. Okay? But he answered and said, this is Jesus, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So he made that way of escape. It's up to us tonight. I'm going to tell you something, church. If you prayed up, Satan's coming at you. Mark her down. He's coming at you. So you better keep praying. Tonight we need to pray. Because when that temptation comes, if you're prayed up, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go back to the book. If you're not, you know what's going to happen? You're going to listen. Preacher, what do you mean you're going to listen? You don't believe me? Go back to the beginning. Go back to Genesis chapter number 3 and go to reading. And tell me who didn't listen. Who wouldn't pray it up if you'll have it that way? The Bible don't say it, but who wouldn't pray it up? You've lost your mind tonight, preacher. Maybe I have, but I'm going to tell you something. We need to pray. We better pray. You go back to the book of Genesis, they had one thing they couldn't do. Don't eat of this. Had all this other. Just don't eat over here. Guess what? Got to listen. So you stop praying, you'll start listening over here. I'm going to tell you something. When you're waiting, Brother Dakota, Satan will slip in and he'll say, God's not hearing your prayer. Will he not? Both of them over there say, yeah, yeah, we've been there, done that. God's not hearing your prayer. Let me tell you something. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you've not heard anything yet, keep praying. Because I promise you, that young man back there that said, hey, pray for my loss. I dare say he's still praying. He's not give up yet. Young man, you keep praying, okay? God will honor that prayer. He'll honor yours if we'll keep on praying. If we'll do these simple things. Preacher, those ain't simple. Those are some hard things. Three or four verses right there. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Six verses right there. Everybody calls it the Lord's Prayer. And it is. But with that little prayer tonight. That little prayer that's only six verses long goes real deep tonight, doesn't it, church? We've hit on a lot of things that ain't easy to talk about and stand before you tonight, church. So to get really wound up and be able to preach this, it just ain't happening, is it? So we're just going to have to go with teaching tonight. That's what we need sometimes. That's what the preacher needs sometimes, is to be taught. You know what? Because I don't know it all. That's what's wrong with us. We think we do. I'll talk about me. I ain't talking about nobody else here, but you know what? The Bible says to pray. We're going to close that. Will you come start playing real softly? Thank you. We see this tonight. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. He's the one that's going to deliver us from evil tonight. The book of James, everybody always wants to. He says resist the devil and he'll flee. It does, but let's back up and read the whole verse. Submit yourselves unto the Lord, unto God. Says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So we've got to take it all. We have to do our part, then he'll do his. Tonight, he's asking us, he's asking you to do your part tonight and pray. He's got, I say it all the time, he's got a bucket of blessings right here ready to pour out over you, your family, this church, everybody in here. But you know what we're going to have to do? If that bucket, if I laid a $100 bill in the offering plate right there and said it's yours, all you got to do is come and get it. How many of you come running up here to get that $100 bill? No different. There's a bucket of blessings right here waiting for you tonight, but you have to come get it. How are we going to get it? We're going to start praying. We're going to have to back up and go back to praying. That's what it took. What about the men and women of old? Had the home prayer meetings. They got together and they prayed, didn't they? Didn't they see some things happening back then? How many of them have you heard talk about the old time prayer meetings? Why don't we talk about any old time prayer meetings anymore? You know why? Because we quit having them. But preacher, COVID's out there. I know. Still don't mean you can't pray. I thank the Lord for this. Don't take this the wrong way, church. I thank God for the Zoom meetings. Why don't we have a Zoom prayer meeting? Can't get together in person and have a Zoom prayer meeting. Why not? Hey, just throwing it out there. We've got all kinds of technology. Why not use it for God's glory tonight?